Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Love Talk Radio. I tell you, I am so excited this morning to have this great woman of God with us. You'll be hearing some more about her and from her in just a few moments. I want to tell you first a little bit about our sponsors and our advertisers. Coming to Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd, 2015, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, host, pastor, and conference speaker, Val Scarborough. We're so excited. They're coming here again, April 30th through May 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, please visit DiamondWomenConference.com. That's DiamondWomenConference.com. I know you will be royally blessed. The song you heard was Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. It can be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I mean, that song gets me going, Power of a Woman. That's Antonia Lawrence. Let's support this great woman of God. Moby Flyers. It's a flyer custom design that lives on your phone. It does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobiFlyers.Mobi, that's MobiFlyers.Mobi. Do you have the Women of Power 2015 ringtone for your phone? I'm giving my love. You've got to get it. Oh, it's free. bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. It's the official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart Apple or Android device. We look forward to having you understand the matters of the heart. Now, a little more from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Well, we're back. Our special guest, again, I am so excited, Elder Yolanda Townsend, Diva for Christ Ministries, founder and visionary, Elder Townsend accepted her call to ministry in December of 1999. She sat under the tutelage of Bishop Terry McCaskill Sr. while serving at Mount Sinai World Outreach Ministry. She was ordained elder in the year, she was ordained elder in November 2010. She served as the assistant to the bishop at the Greenville location. Currently serves as the director of spiritual innovation under Pastor James Perry Jr. of Empowerment Worship Center. She's also one of many women who have been inducted into the Hall of Professional Women. She accepted her call to go higher in God with the ministry she founded, Divas for Christ. Divinely inspired, victorious, anointed sisters. Their mission is to empower women one sister at a time. I would like to bring forth to you, Elder Yolanda Townsend. God bless you, woman of God, and welcome.
Amen. Good morning. God bless you. It's a pleasure and an honor to even be here and appear on your show.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I need to add to that biographical sketch that I have been one of the women that have been following your ministry and just honoring your consistency, your inspiration, and your dedication to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I welcome you, welcome you, welcome you.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much. It's an honor. It's indeed an honor. Ministry is work, so whenever there's support, we're always grateful for it. Yes.
Amen. Elder, the ministry that the Lord has placed in your hand, what kind of impact do you see it making in this environment that we're in today?
Wow. It's already made a huge impact, and it's continuing to do so by the amount of women who even want to be a part of the ministry. And I say that because there's so many women that are hurting. There's so many women that are broken. And it's also being passed on to our daughters of today. I know we're used to saying daughters of tomorrow, but they're really the daughters of today. And I say that because our daughters are facing so much negativity, so much adversity at such an early age. You know, when we were coming up, we saw things, but it was a little bit later on in life, whereas now in this day and age, our children are seeing much more than what we saw when we were first coming up. So there are things that, you know, our parents were able to kind of keep hidden from us at a certain time period. So they felt that we were old enough to understand it. Now you find yourself as parents and as mothers, we find ourselves having to now talk to our daughters, talk to our sons even a lot earlier than what we really expected. And that goes for some. There's some parents that do tend to start teaching their children the rights and the wrongs, and when they have questions about certain things, you know, they do start asking now. But for the most part, we were raised that way, where you waited until a certain time or a certain age period with your children. But now we really have to start addressing issues at a very early age, especially when they take notice of things and they ask questions, because that's what my daughter does, and she's 7. And she's already started asking questions at an early age of 5. And so that can be alarming in a sense. You know, if we don't take the time to sit down, yes, it's very alarming with the way things are changing. It's funny because it's a problem or it's an issue when a 7-year-old looks at a commercial and says, well, Mommy, are those girls or are they guys? So, you know, these are the issues that we're dealing with, and we have to be real with our children and explain to them in love. You know, you still show love, but this is what the Word of God says.
Amen, amen. Do you believe that we must begin to teach at an earlier age to bind generational curses or explain what they are? I guess that would be the first part of the question.
Right. I do believe so. And that's Every family or every sister may not experience that. That may not be their testimony. But we can all say or attest to the fact that we know someone who has. And if that be the case, then we do need to talk about it. We need to discuss it because that's how we get to the root of the problem. The key thing is acknowledging when we find that there is a root problem, we find it, understand it, and get rid of it because, the goal is to break every chain off of our children. And even if there's not one there, we explain to them because we can all attest to we've come from a long line of generational of something that we know we're not supposed to be engaged in or something that looked outside the norm. And it's okay to talk to our children. And the reason being is because even though we may have broken the cycle, you still don't want the enemy to come back around and try it on your inheritance, which is your children, which is your seed. So you do still explain, you know, case in point or example, alcoholism. Alcoholism was something that ran in our family on my father's side, and I just refused to break the cycle. I refused to allow that to be a part of my life so that it would not be passed on to my children. So, in other words, my children never seen me act a certain way or taking something, you know, they've never been able to see that. But now when they have seen someone, and not saying a family member, just being out in general, and they'll ask a question, and then I explain, and they'll say, well, that's not good for us to take. And no, it's not. So it's all about teaching our children. But the reality is we now have to start at a much earlier age than the way I will say from my perspective, from where I came, my generation is coming up. You know, there were a lot of things that, yes, my parents went over with us as children, but we were older. Now,
yes,
it's entirely different. We really have to instill the core values. And it's not our values. It's the value of the Word of God, teaching and instilling the Word of God in our children. Unfortunately, we have to deal with the real issues head on.
Yes. Yes, we must. So since you said that, the move that is happening now, do you believe there's a move that must be nurtured and addressed? Not just addressed, but addressed and nurtured in this season, Elvis Townsend?
Wow, that's a good question. I really do. It's funny you would say that. I was having a conversation with a young lady who was really going through some things, and I expressed to her towards the end of our conversation, I can give you these scriptures, but yet again, you still have to also do the work. We can sit in prayer, we can have these meetings, I can give you the scripture reading, but you, in other words, you still have to do your part. So we do not only give the tools and the teaching and the knowledge, but it is something that we do have to nurture. It's nothing that you just give the information and then you just leave the person and leave them to fend for themselves, especially when it's a person who is a new babe in Christ. You know, they're still on the milk. So we have to bring them along, guide them. And that's one of the things that I love. We have to have a teachable spirit. And as a female, that's something that we already have by nature. Why? Because we have a nurturing spirit. That's who we are. That's who God created us to be. And so that's a part of our goal, or our commandment, shall I say, as a sister in Christ, because we are our sister's keeper. So not only do we give them the tools to handle and equip them to handle whatever they may be facing, but it's also our job to check up on them. It's also our job to nurture them along until they, you know, we know what the Bible says. Yeah, you may have once started off on milk, and I'm paraphrasing the word, but now you're on meat. So it's our job to continue to help them. What I love about that, Pastor BJ, it brought me to a word I was preaching a couple of months ago, and the Lord gave me a word about midwives. With a midwife, because I had to go and study and look that up, A midwife is one who's not only there during the pregnancy, at the very beginning, the middle, but I come to learn that a midwife is also with the mother and child 28 days after the birth. What are you saying, Elder Towns? What I'm saying is, so it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Not only are we there to help nurture that mother to birth forth that baby, what is her baby? It could be her ministry. It could be her purpose. It could be her vision. It could be helping to break generational curses. So not only are we there as a midwife at the very beginning, but we're also there during the birthing and the delivery of that baby. But you're still there even 28 days later. Honey, I love that. I get happy just thinking about that 28 days later. If you think about it, Pastor, those of us that have had children and we've been in the hospital, when we're done with that baby, you're in the hospital maybe 2-3 days. It used to be a time where you were in there for about a week. Nowadays,
might
be released from the hospital 2 days later, sometimes the very next day. And I'm like, wow. And you don't, you may hear from the doctor, you may receive a phone call, but it's not a full 28 days now, is it? We may have a checkup where we go back to the doctor 2 weeks, 6 weeks later, but it's not 28 days. So that's the importance. As it is in the natural, it is in the spiritual. A midwife is one that is there with you from the very beginning. She's there to help you to birth forth that purpose, birth forth your vision. That's your birthing and your labor and your delivery. But we're also there even 28 days later. Honey, in other words, we won't leave your side. And that's what our ministry is based on. That's how so many women are growing, and others are even wanting to be joined and connected to the ministry. And I remember speaking with my mother. I said, Bishop, you know, what do I do? There are many women that are requesting, wanting to be a part of the ministry. You know, I don't know, should I add them? You know, that was just one of the things that I was just in prayer about, because I did not want the people to think that this is a social club, so to speak. It's not the form of a sorority. This is a real ministry, and we believe in working. We believe in serving others. It's not just about me. We actually serve. We believe in supporting other ministries whenever we can. We believe in helping. We assisted with an event from one of the ladies here with her vision that she was hosting, and she needed some additional women to come in and help. We came in and helped. No questions asked. We were greeted. We were armor bearers for her and her husband. We were also on the prayer wall. We were prayer warriors, intercessors that were praying that night. So we don't mind serving. That's who God called us to be, and that's what a midwife does, and that's what this ministry, that's our foundation, that's our core, is being a midwife. We are our sister's keeper, and we're here to let them know that God loves you. Not only does God love you, but we love you because Christ lives in us, and we have each other's back. We're there to help each other.
You know, Ella, I'm so glad you brought that out of exactly what your ministry is all about, because unfortunately, sometimes when we hear the word diva, without knowing that it's divinely inspired, victorious, and anointed sisters, sometimes we can get that wrong connotation of that word. And the way you just laid that out, or have you ever, you know, it may just be in this area, have you ever experienced anything like that from the name?
I have. I'm glad that you brought that up. I have. And I find now that I do express what our name means a little bit more. I don't have to do it often. I just choose, because I do want the people to know who we are, that we're not just divas. We're not going by any traditionalism. We understand the myth, but we don't fall under that category. We are divinely, it's just an acronym for being divinely inspired, victorious, anointed sisters. And people already know when I do post something, there's always that hashtag, Divas for Christ.
Uh-huh.
Or I end whatever the word the Lord gives me with, I end it with Divas Inspired, because that's who we are. We were divinely inspired by the word of God. And God said that we were already victorious. He told us so in Deuteronomy. You know, so, you know, we encourage others to know that you are divinely inspired. You are victorious. Why? Because Christ said so in his word, and his word cannot come back void. So that helps us to speak that word into our very atmosphere. You know, oftentimes there are so many women who will inbox me and say, Elder, if I've been quiet for a time period, they'll say, you've been quiet for a time, and oh, I've been missing you, and if I come mm-hmm. back and I put a word up, thank you so much for that word. I needed that. I've been missing you. So we're here to encourage one another. It's not about Elder Townsend. I don't know how many times I can specify that, and I'm just saying it, not that I have to, but it's not about mm-hmm. Elder Townsend. We are a team. This is God's ministry, and we've completely given it back to him. We're just here, and I'm so grateful just to be that vessel for him to use. So we are encouraging to others. I get it all the time, whether it's via text message, emails, or private inbox messages on Facebook, Instagram, because we're all over the website.
Yes.
A lot of women really need a word of encouragement, and that's who we are. And sometimes, you know, we forget that we need to encourage ourselves, that we need to change our language. Instead of thinking on the negatives, begin to think on the positive, which is one of the key things that I always talk about. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds have to be, must be renewed daily. It has to be in order to keep from thinking on the negative. Yeah, we may be going through. Yeah, you're facing some trials. Yeah, you may be on the verge of losing your home, but you are still victorious. You are still divinely inspired by the word of God. And that means by you being divinely inspired, by you being a victorious sister, guess what? You're coming out on top. And that's who we are. It's our goal. It's a job. It's a commandment that we encourage not only ourselves but one another. And there may be times that a sister, she's at a breaking point where she cannot encourage herself at that moment. But when you receive a word from Divas for Christ Ministries, then you can see the rainbow. Ah, there's my rainbow right there. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Thank it's
you,
right
Lord.
Around the corner.
Thank you,
my breakthrough is right around the corner.
Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to make this interview last for 5 hours. It's just that good. I'm trying to make it last for 5 hours. It's just that this is as a Michael Lennon. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. And I'm so honored. And I don't want to let you go before. I got to get this question to you because
yes,
of
ma'am.
The ministry that you have to inspire and to. Remind us of our victory. Remind us that no matter what it looks like, we're still anointed. We're still victorious. What do you say, Elder, to, we got a few moments, what do you say to when we're seeing the faithful become faithless because they're tired? What do you say?
Wow. That is very good. And as leaders, I think you and I both can even attest to that, that we've all been in that place before. What do you do when your faith now becomes faithless? You have to continue on with the pressing. Although it may not look good, although it may not feel good, you continue with the pressing. That's where, again, we have to remind ourselves and continue to encourage ourselves in the Word of God that no matter what I'm facing, no matter where I feel like I'm at my breaking point, I feel like giving up, but I am victorious. I am an overcomer. overcomer because Christ said that I am. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ. It may not look like it right now, may not feel like it right now. I really want to give up, but I'm going to continue to speak the promises over my life. Speak the word over your life. Watch the atmosphere transform. Not only your immediate atmosphere will begin to shift. What is your immediate atmosphere? Your immediate atmosphere is your inner core, your spirit man, your mindset, the atmosphere that you're in, whether it's your home, your bedroom. When it begins to shift your immediate atmosphere, it begins to transform and shift the whole entire atmosphere around you. What does that mean? Whether you're at work, you'll begin to see a total transformation even on your job, honey. Not just at your cubicle, not just at your desk where you may be sitting, but your whole office will begin to shift. The whole job, the building will begin to shift. You will begin to experience and see that transformation begin to take place. Even you could be sitting in your bedroom and you begin to speak the promises of God over your life. Then you will begin to even experience that shifting when you go downstairs, move into another room. I tell a sister all the time, take some scriptures. If you're that broken, that faithless, take some scriptures, write them down, put them on index cards. Take them. This is one of the things, Pastor BJ, that I did. And I know I'm a believer because I actually done it. I can't tell you to do something that I didn't do myself. I would take scriptures and I would write them down. And I had them on index cards, placed them throughout my home, whether it was the bathroom mirror, in my master, the other bathroom in the hall, bedroom, even the television, refrigerator. I had them taped up everywhere. In other words, when people walked into my home, okay, is Elder losing it? She got scriptures up everywhere. No, she not losing it, baby. I'm not only helping me, not only am I shifting my atmosphere, but when you come into my home, you come into a faithful home. That means that anybody walking through that door that came in with a faithless spirit, you're going out with more faith. You're going to come in one way, but you're going to leave out another. I know because I've done it. I've had people to even talk about. They share it in their testimonies. I was at this lady's home, and she had these scriptures up, and it began to just bless me. So when you're looking at the television, a commercial comes on, guess what? You're getting the word, too, because you see the scripture right there on my and it was taped on my television screen. And you have to get to a place that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you still do what is necessary. In other words, it's necessary. It's vital. It's vitally important that you continue to speak the promises of God over yourself, to encourage yourself, to bring that faithless back to faithful. God, I know that you're faithful. God, I believe. I'm facing something right now myself, but I still believe. I know the woman with the issue of blood because I'm her, and she's still, thank you, Holy Ghost, she had enough faith in her. She was faithless. Why? Because 12 long years she's dealt with the issue of blood. 12 long years ostracized from society because, you know, according to the scriptures in biblical times, she wasn't supposed to be around anyone. Pastor BJ, what if she was married? She had to be put out from her home, from her children. This is just me saying hypothetical. I'm not trying to change the word. But what if, because that's the only thing we know about her, she had an issue of blood. What if she was married? What if she couldn't be around her husband? What if she couldn't be around her children? She spent all that she had. Glory to God. This is for some sister out there right now. Spent all that she had. In other words, she went from doctor to doctor. She did everything that she could. She may have even tried a home remedy. It didn't work. She heard of a man who was coming to town, and she said, if I could just press in my faithless situation, in my faithless situation, if I could just press my way to get to him. And the Message Bible declares just her finger touched the hem. Lord have mercy. In other words, you don't have to enthrone your whole body around him. If you just have a touch of a finger of faith to believe that he can turn your situation around, touch him with the hem of his garment, huh? And watch him
turn your situation around to work it for your good.
Not only was she made whole, he said, ah, somebody touched me. All his disciples, all these people around you, you mean to tell me how are we going to figure out who touched you? She had no choice but to stand up and say, ah, something took place in my body. The bleeding has stopped. I know this to be the man of sure enough God. And I
because of that, holistic healing took place.
Mm.
I know we are out of time, but you must connect with this woman of God. Facebook, Twitter, Elizabeth Yolanda Townsend, Divas for Christ Ministry, founder, visionary. I'm going to put her information out on social media because I want you to connect with her. God bless you. God keep you whatever you do, wherever you go. Always walk in power.
Amen. God bless you.
Elder, I did not want this to stop. Oh, my God, my God. What a time, what a time. Well, I just praise God for you, woman of God. Praise God for you. We'll continue this year. I'm going to put the information out. As soon as they hang up, they'll be able to get the replay on our Women of Power website. I'll send you that link. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Love you, sis. God bless you.
Love you. God bless you, and thank you so much. And again, it was an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye.